Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Morning, world. Welcome to the most fascinating 3 hours in talk radio, 8 to 11 Eastern Time. It is the Power Hour. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun, reporting for the next 3 hours. I'm sitting in for Joyce Riley for the foreseeable future, right here every Thursday on the Power Hour. It's March 12th, 2015, Thursday. As we call it, we'll be covering news here in the first hour of the broadcast, getting you breaking news headlines. That's why you wake up with us every morning. And in the second hour of the broadcast, Russ Baker will join us from whowhatwhy.com. Russ does amazing work. As I always throw in this caveat, I don't agree with everything someone says on their website. If we all agree with everything that each other says, we're in a cult. We don't want to be in a cult. We want to think for ourselves, and that's certainly the modus operandi of this broadcast. Russ Baker is amazing, but he has been covering the Boston bombing trial. Last Thursday, we talked about some of the ins and outs of that. There have been recent developments in the trial of Joker Sarnev in Boston, and it's pretty much a wash, but Russ has been there and been paying close attention to it, so we'll get you all the updates on the Boston bombing trial in the second hour of the broadcast today. We'll also be taking your calls in the second hour. And in the third hour, Stephen Aaron Gray joins us. He has an amazing book, and I got to give this, you know, 4.5 stars out of 5 stars. It's almost perfect. It's called Ant Farm. There's been a few books by that title. Subtitled, A Novel About What's Bugging Society. Really, it's kind of a spinoff on Animal Farm. You know, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And it's almost like a car crash to read. We'll talk about that in the third hour of the broadcast today. It goes back and kind of analyzes how this country went from a free country, from a free market country where individuals had a say in what happened in their neighborhoods, to a completely controlled, federalized, and then internationalized society. Stephen Aaron Gray will join us in the third hour of the broadcast today. This is breaking news this morning. Two police officers were shot outside Ferguson police headquarters. And this is just after the Ferguson, Missouri, we call it FMO on our broadcast, so that'll save me a little time. The FMO police chief, Thomas Jackson, had resigned. Also, the city manager had resigned. And this is due to a lot of pressure from the federal government. They've got to blame somebody. I think it's very fair at this point in time to look at, we call him Cousin Barry Obama because he used to go by Barry. All his friends called him Barry. I hate to be disrespectful to the president, but I feel he's been a little disrespectful to us, to democracy, if you want to call it that, to limited democracy, constitutional republic, the Constitution itself. So I don't mean to be disrespectful. We're just trying to put the president in a tutu. Just helps bring him down to earth a little bit. I think he needs it, quite frankly. the alleged President Obama has been president now for more than 6 years. He's got less than 2 years to go. At what point is he, Eric Holder, as we say, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, or the ongoing, incoming Attorney General Loretta Lynch from the Federal Reserve, at what point are they accountable for their police? You know, I think a lot of people don't understand how the police work. They aren't so much funded and controlled as it might appear by your city council or by your police chief or your mayor or by your municipal government or by you, the people. They work for you, the people. They're controlled by the feds. Is Obama accountable? Is this pressure causing this violence? Be right back. It's the Power Hour. Thank you.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drop. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Morning. Thank you for coming in here with us. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Joyce Riley. It is the Power Hour this Thursday, March 12th. Phone lines will be open in the second and third hours of the broadcast today. Great guests for you and lots of headlines to cover. Before we went to break, we were talking about two officers shot, I guess, early this morning outside Ferguson, Missouri. And this comes in lieu of and almost in perfect concert with the police chief of Ferguson, Missouri, resigning due to pressure by the president and the president's men to the attorney general's office. If you didn't know, the attorney general is, quote-unquote, the top cop in America. And isn't it interesting that our people, minorities, I like to think that we all stand together because all of us take the exuberance, if you want to call it the shoot first, ask questions later mentality of the police state. And before I went to break, I was, you know, trying to draw a correlation in the responsibility of the President of the United States, the Attorney General, in how police act. After 6 years, there hasn't been a, well, there has been a change. There hasn't been a change for the better. There's been a change for the worse. It's why we often refer to Obama, or Cousin Barry, as Obusha. I know you Bush fans are very upset that I might make that comparison, and this is why Jeb Bush is kind of sitting in the catbird seat right now. It would take 8 years of disastrous domestic and foreign policy in order to get a Republican in, let alone another Bush. And that's exactly what we think is going to happen. Later we'll talk about Clinton. Are people turning on Hillary Clinton? Is she in any trouble? Is that much to do about nothing? But so there's a couple of correlations here. Now, here's the story. Two officers shot outside Ferguson police headquarters, right outside the police headquarters, right? Two police officers shot during a protest outside the Ferguson, Missouri police headquarters on early Thursday. Police said just hours after the city's police chief quit following a damning justice report into his department. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar told reporters that a 41-year-old officer from his department was struck in the shoulder, and a 32-year-old officer from nearby Webster Groves Police Department was, why was he there, hit in the face around midnight. So just as the clock struck midnight in Ferguson, Missouri, as a crowd was starting to break up. And some of the commentary I've seen is that the police have no gun, they have no suspect, they have no idea who might have done this, and I think the timing is rather convenient, because if you are the police state, you know, this does not look good to the average Americans. Now, I'm not sure if the great people listening to the Power Hour this morning know where you stand on police power, police abuse, police injustice. I can tell you one thing, that even among my own group, in my own bubble, on my own friends list on Facebook, for instance, there is a bit of a divide. And I myself am somewhat conflicted because I live in a pretty violent city here in Atlanta. In fact, that's just kind of a whole nother issue. We had some violence here the day that Cousin Barry Obama came to speak in Atlanta, Georgia. And there's always that chain reaction. Excuse me if I digress here. I'm known for my non sequiturs. Thank you. That the violence came, shootings and muggings, all came the day that Obama spoke in Atlanta, Georgia. And what was he speaking about? Racial inequality. He was dividing for us to be ruled and conquered. And the immediate reaction seems to be violence. And then what is the reaction to violence? My nice, quiet little neighborhood where I may not see a police car for 3 or 4 days. Now I'm seeing 4, 5, 6 police cars a day. Are they going to be punishing and catching the criminals? And this is, again, why we need some kind of, call them police, call them a private security force, however you want to put it. They, again, work for you, but we got to have somebody, because there are some pretty violent people out there. Unfortunately, when the police start coming to my neighborhood to make us safer, all of a sudden, the rest of us start getting busted for minor traffic infractions or jaywalking or not wearing our seatbelt. That always seems to be the result of it. This is why, generally, no matter how much trouble I'm in, I never call the police. Is there a correlation between the violence and what Obama and Holder are doing? Is this, and keeping in mind that these guys are generally, you know, low-level mill management puppets, as I often say, Obama may be president, but who's the CEO? Is this a result of their stoking the fire? When we saw the initial protests break out in Ferguson and these slogans come out, the entire thing with the shooting of Michael Brown looked a little bit like a setup, because here is a guy that isn't really a law-abiding citizen. Yeah, I'm not casting aspersions on his character. I'll let the media do that on all sides. But is this somebody that deserves to be shot dead in the street? I never thought that was true. I think that's a little excessive. We had a naked guy here in Good Morning. Little naked guy news with your coffee. But we had a naked guy here freaking out in Atlanta, Georgia, just the other day, shot dead by the police. I mean, is there a better way to understand that somebody is completely unarmed than them being absolutely buck naked and crawling around in the streets? Here's somebody that probably needed help and was shot dead. I mean, shoot first, ask questions later. And I think that in many cases, not only is the Obama administration responsible for this and should be held accountable, but they're also responsible and should be held accountable for the state of the police in this country today. So one action causes a reaction, and this is how politicians see it. And remember, never let a good crisis go to waste. So here is perfect timing. The police chief quits. There is pressure by the Obama administration. And you can almost see both sides fighting here at the poker table. This is Obama's trump card. We are the people-friendly wing of the bird, that being the blue ties, as I call them, the Democrats, the blue flags, the blue ties, the Demopublicans, and it's the Republicans who are the ones who have created this excessive force in our police department. And then there's the other side. Oh, yeah? Well, how about if we send a couple of provocateurs down to this rally here at midnight, and that will be mainstream news following right after the what you got what you wanted, the Missouri police chief resigns, by the way, with full pensions. You see the timing and all of that, and the fact it just sounds a little fishy to me, maybe it does to you, that two officers are going to be shot right outside the police station. Multiple jurisdictions are there. At midnight, and they have no idea who did it. No clues, no idea who did it. It looks like a provocateur to me, but then again, it just could be more Obama bots. So the one action drives the reaction, and both the officers, it appears, will be okay, but you're not going to get enough of this on the news, and this is going to be the headline. Look, you can do whatever you want for these people. You can put any kind of pressure on your local police department all you want. These people are still going to be shooting at you, and don't we need, you know, better, stronger, more militarized police because these people are shooting? And by the way, why do these people have guns? I mean, you know, that will be the next line of the conversation, especially if it's coming from the phony left. But I absolutely need people to understand that the biggest problem with our police departments is the federal funding or grants. These grants come in from the Department of Homeland Security, and it puts most of your local police departments under the thumb of the department, as we say, Homeland Security, of the Gestapo, the American Gestapo in America, which I don't believe they were designed to do this. I don't believe that this was the selling point when the Republicans and the Bush administration rolled out the Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, grew the government exponentially. That's what the Republicans do, right? They shrink government? No, they didn't do that. They expanded government massively. I don't believe that we would have all just swallowed this pill if we were told that they would take over and be giving marching orders to our local police. And let's remember, you know, your local sheriff, who is supposed to have the ultimate last say in your local jurisdiction, other than you, the people. So it's nice to see the police be held accountable in any case, but it seems that if this debate is going to be driven by provocateurs, we're going to be in a tough position. So I need you to look at that two things. One is you got to cut the federal funding from your local police department. That means you going in and throwing your weight around your local city council. Please take the time to do things like that. Pretty important. Yeah. Remember who pays these guys? Well, allegedly. And the other is that a lot of this looks a little bit planned to me. All right, so also another thing I wanted to talk about was the letter sent to Iran by the Republicans. How many of you have seen the letter? Some people, by the way, Rand Paul signed this letter, and it's a letter to Iran that basically says, I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of it, but what it says is, listen, you could make a deal with the Obama administration. They're actually just really undercutting them. And I could see why people are upset about this. If it's our president, if it's Ron Paul or me or you, and we're the president, we don't want the other party to go in and undercut any kind of diplomatic negotiations we're alleged to be having. I think the whole thing is a sham. Remember, if you listened last week, we were talking about which path to Persia, where all of this seems to be predicted and spelled out in a Brookings Institution policy paper. Now, that's a Democrat think tank. So a lot of this seems to be a bit of a dog and pony show, quite frankly. But what are the ins and outs of the Republicans? Is this how our the division, more divide and rule. I guess this is how our Congress is going to work now. Is it sedition? Does it remind you of something? Because it reminds me a little bit of the October surprise by the incoming Reagan administration. Jeb Bush is now Ronald Reagan. Well, that's good. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Bye.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Pat. Jack Blood filling in for Joyce Riley this morning. Phone lines will be open. Some of the topics we'll be hitting in the second and third hour, we'll be talking about here in the first hour. You can comment on that or anything that you like as long as it's news related. Remember that when you call into the Power Hour, you're talking to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So that's your chance to get on a very large soapbox and add to the conversation. We'll hit your calls here in the second and third hour of the broadcast. Russ Baker joining us in the second hour. Stephen Aaron Gray, author of Ant Farm, joining us in the third hour of the broadcast today. What's bugging society? Well, where do we start? The fake nuclear quote, diplomatic relations with Iran. We've pretty much exposed this. There is no real plan by the Obama administration to negotiate with Iran. They're going to give them an offer that they cannot refuse. Of course, this has to do with them developing a nuclear program, but so much more. It's geopolitical in nature, which means it has to do with the global money paradigm. Complete takeover and fusing the world into one wonderful police state government controlled by a few people. I think as Zbigniew Brzezinski said in his book, Between Two Ages, in the future, it will be a more technotronic-controlled society using technology to control people. And that the world will be one government controlled by a few elites unrestrained by traditional values. And you know, the values that you and your family most likely hold dear. Don't steal. The government hates competition. So I mentioned earlier we had some crime in our neighborhood and the police come and because they don't like the competition. They want to be the ones to rob us here on the east side of Atlanta. It's where we're at. But do you think that this letter sent by Rand Paul and the Republicans amounts to sedition? Does it remind you of the October surprise? Look, no matter what deal you make with Obama, it may not be good when we come into they sound very sure of themselves, almost as if they know what's going to happen, that being the Republicans, that they'll be taking office in the beginning of 2017. You'll be hearing about that nonstop for the next 2 years. They just seem to start these elections, as we call them, earlier and earlier all the time. But, of course, the October surprise was during the Carter-Reagan campaign of 1979 and 1980 that the people involved with Reagan, you know, Bush, they talked to the Iranians and said, look, don't let the hostages go until we get into office. We want to make sure until we win the election, which is exactly what happened. The hostages were released almost immediately upon Reagan winning the election in November. And the quid pro quo, the deal was, the back-scratching deal was, they would get weapons. And that's exactly what happened. Though Congress didn't want to approve giving this dangerous regime who just kidnapped a bunch of our citizens weapons, so you know the story. They had to sell drugs in order to get black budget money. I'm sorry to break the news to you folks, but your government is largely a bunch of maniacs and drug dealers and thieves and murderers. Well, all governments are liars and murderers, so what else is new? So, of course, the cocaine money had to fund the arms money. The arms went to Iran and then later used in the Iran-Iraq war and then later used against our own people, right? That's something that even Oliver North has admitted. Is it sedition? Is it undercutting the president? Should we not, I guess, in some way, shape, or form, be somewhat unified here in foreign policy? That's where the war seems to be, and it seems like the war is heating up. Constant fighting at the poker table. As I say, the House always wins. And a lot of people very upset about the undercutting the letter. And, of course, this is just on the heels of Congress and the Republicans inviting Bibi Netanyahu to speak in Congress where he could tell us all where to go. Tell us, again, lying. Well, how soon will Iran have nukes? How many times has that worked out? How many times have you heard that Iran will have nuclear weapons that they could wipe Israel off the face of the earth? Over the last 10 or 12 or 15 years, they'll have it in 2 years. They'll have it in 1 year. They'll have it in 6 months. They'll have it in 3 years. And they never do. It's kind of like global warming is going to come kill us all. And then those timetables never actually happen. In fact, generally the opposite happens. This kind of all goes back to our wonderful foreign policy by the Dulles boys back in 1953 to overthrow a democratically elected leader in Iran. I guess we'd be in a little bit better position. Maybe we can just send ISIS in to take care of the job. We'll talk about that when we come back. A lot of news to get to. Getting bogged down. Let's go real fast. When we get back, it's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Huge savings, discounts, specials at the Power Mall today. I'll get to that in the next segment. I'm Jack Love, your radio gun filling in for Joyce Riley here every Thursday. It's March 12, 2015. We'll be taking your calls in the next 2 hours. You're listening to the Power Hour. And thank you to all the affiliates. What a privilege it is to fill in for Joyce every Thursday. And send your meditation, your prayers, your Reiki, your healing power to my friend Joyce. Will you do that, please? She's done so much for you and so much for me, so much for all of us. I want to make sure we send that positive energy back. That's not too hippie-ish, is it? Some of you pray. Pray for Joyce. All right. Great guest for you on the broadcast today. Just going to spin through some news here in the first hour. We talked about the Ferguson police officer shot. They have no idea, no witnesses, no suspects, no gun, no nothing. And very convenient timing. Also, this is out today. You're probably used to hearing this so much that it's dulled your senses, right? Oh, another massive leak at the Fukushima plant. 750 tons of radioactive water leaked, says TEPCO. The leak has likely made its way to the ground. Yeah. And yet another major leak at the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant operator Tokyo Electric Power, TEPCO, reported that 750 tons of radioactive rainwater, they just call it contaminated, but we know what it is. It's radioactive rainwater It has escaped the plant again. Keeping in mind that what they do is when you have an exposed core or a meltdown such as this, and it's not only blown out, but it's blown down, okay? I don't want to go into the whole thing, but they're just, as they did in Chernobyl, they just dump water on it. The water turns into steam, so you get radioactive steam that goes up into the air, gets into the clouds, gets all over the world. But it also leaks into the ground and becomes part of the water supply of Little Japan. And not very good for them. The water overflowed from mounds where storage tanks for radioactive water are located. The Japan Times quoted TEPCO as saying rainwater within that perimeter had up to 8,300 becquerels per liter of beta particle emitting radioactive substances such as strontium-90, or as we call it here, chemtrails. It's, well, yeah, can't really put a Band-Aid on that thing. If you don't know, maybe you're pro-nuclear, because Obama was very pro-nuclear. In fact, they raised billions of dollars. I believe it was in the excess of around $20 billion to build a bunch more nuclear plants here in the United States of America. And then this happened. And you would think that it just completely stopped all progress on the building of these new nuclear plants. No, it did not. Didn't even slow them down. There's a great film you can see on Netflix. I believe you might even be able to see it free on YouTube. Again, always vote with your money. Reward people who do good work. It's called Atomic States of America. Really breaks it down, what we're dealing with. And it's not just the nuclear energy facilities. And when you add up the, I guess, carbon it takes to build and maintain these nuclear plants, it's not green. And don't know how people believe that, but you know people will believe anything. There's about 15% of the country that will believe it, just absolutely anything that they hear. But it also gets into the nuclear labs that the government uses to do God knows what. Yeah, you'll be one of those old anti-nukes. Whatever happened to the left? Remember when the left was anti-nuke? They're pro-nuke now because it's green. See how they can turn that around and sell it? It's absolutely amazing. I can sell it. We have a new Secret Service head. It's a woman. And they had a lot of problems with the Secret Service being drunk on duty, patronizing prostitutes and not paying them in Colombia. We remember some of the problems. And God forbid, we don't want our president to not be safe, right? As I've often advised Cousin Barry Obama, get your own security. Yeah, because when you become expendable, when you become worth more dead than alive, not going to end up good for you or the rest of us. And that's why otherwise I wouldn't warn you. But I don't know if that'll be good for the rest of us. I can see it now. A Patriot militia member shoots the president. Secret Service drunk on duty, because it's happened again. The Secret Service were out drinking and partying. And then they had a crash near the White House. This happened just yesterday. The Homeland Security Department, see how this works? They are investigating, because now Secret Service is under their domain. They are investigating two senior Secret Service agents accused of crashing a car into a White House security barrier. The agency spokesman says, Secret Service spokesman Robert Hoback said Wednesday that recently appointed director Joseph Clancy. No, he replaced the woman. My bad. I got it the other way around. He's been briefed on the March 4th incident. Clancy has asked the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General's Office to investigate the incident. That's all you'll hear on that. Pretty good work if you can get it. I've had to actually be 2 inches away from Secret Service before. They're robots. They have to be. But they don't take oil. Apparently they take liquor. That's not a good thing. And if you know a little bit about the JFK assassination, we talked a little bit about that last week with Joan Mellon on this very broadcast, you'd have to know that the Secret Service did stand down in that. Same thing with Archduke Ferdinand kicking off World War I, allegedly. All right, also in the news, there's a new Ebola case. Uh-oh, we're all going to die from Ebola? No, Jack, we're going to die from the measles. Canada has a rash of new measles cases. The vaccination craze is happening. What do we remember about the Disney World, Disneyland measles outbreak, which, by the way, is completely dissipated and gone now from the United States, allegedly? that a lot of the children that got the measles were, in fact, vaccinated. So we heard we had another Ebola case. Now, this is a new case, but last week we heard that there was a doctor that was quarantined in Washington, D.C. at the National Institute of Health, strict isolation. He was coming from the affected areas of West Africa. He was a doctor in Africa. If he's with Doctors Without Borders, that is a very weird organization founded by Richard Rockefeller, who recently died in an accident before this whole thing happened, just after visiting his father, David Rockefeller, for his birthday party. But just to give you kind of an example of how all this worked, we found out a week or two later that the doctor that was quarantined in D.C. that made all the headlines, doctor has Ebola, doctor sick, got it from the vaccine. This is what a new study has said from Emory University here in Atlanta, which is, I guess, one of the leading authorities other than the Center for Disease Creation, I mean Control, at here in Atlanta, Georgia. 12 hours after he got an experimental Ebola vaccine and just 2 days after he stuck himself with a needle while caring for Ebola patients in September, Dr. Louis Rubinstein started getting sick. By then, Rubinstein was aboard a jet being evacuated from Sierra Leone, the diamond capital of Africa. That's the Congo? Okay, well, it's a close second. Coming to the United States, he wasn't sure if he was infected with Ebola or if the vaccine was causing a reaction. He just stuck himself. He didn't take the full load of the needle. He just stuck himself and got a little of the vaccine in him. And the next thing you know, he's got the symptoms of Ebola. Isn't that interesting? He was en route to strict isolation of the National Institutes of Health outside Washington, D.C. Months later, it's fairly clear the vaccine caused the reaction, according to this report by the very esteemed Emory University here in Atlanta. The patient developed malaise, nausea, and fever 12 hours after the vaccination while on the transport jet, says Mark Mulligan. This was published, by the way, peer-reviewed. It's not a conspiracy theory by the anti-vaccination crowd, published in the Journal of American Medical Association. Yeah, you can pretty much take that to the bank, right? I love this headline. Obama has sent non-lethal weapons. Now, this would imply that this is the first time this has happened. The non-lethal weapons to the Ukraine, where a Cold War is afoot against Russia. Remember how this whole thing started? Ukraine is now, by the way, just taking a bunch of World Bank money. They've signed into the EU, but their former president got in a lot of hot water because he declined to be absorbed into the Eurozone. And immediately, again, reminiscent of Operation Ajax in Iran in 1953, immediately there were people out on the street and shock troops, and all hell broke loose in the Ukraine. This isn't, and I'm not taking Putin off any kind of a hook here, because I'm actually not such a big fan of his either, or Russian Duma for that matter. But it just seems to me, ultimately, that this was started because Ukraine would not be absorbed, not just by NATO, but by the European Union. Well, now we've sent them non-lethal weapons. I love it. I love the headline, because what do they mean by non-lethal weapons? 75 million, actually, it's several billion. Anytime you hear a number, just quadruple it. The United States will provide Ukrainian forces fighting Russian-backed separatists. So these are people who want to break off and have their own country in Crimea, who are 90% pro-Russia. They don't want to be absorbed in the Eurozone either. They see what happened to Greece and others. It's like, no thanks. Anyway, they've gotten a minimum $75 million in non-lethal equipment. That includes small reconnaissance drones, radios, military ambulances, etc. U.S. to send more drones, Humvees, to the Ukraine. Do you believe that? That's all it is. We're just there to send some Band-Aids and some supplies. little mini drones, right? Secretary of State John Skull and Bones Kerry, Long Devil is his name in Skull and Bones, the Yale tomb, confirmed U.S. was to send Ukraine more non-lethal military, including drones and armored Humvees. We are today providing immediately some $75 million of additional non-lethal assistance immediately to the Ukraine in order to help them in, again, he repeats, non-lethal assistance. If they say it enough, is it true? You remember the old George Bush quote? Sometimes you have to say things over and over again. You have to catapult the propaganda. Yeah, he said that. Oh, boy, he was fun. So much more fun than Cousin Barry. If you believe that fun is just that the president might say some really stupid things or revealing things. All right, they are concerning a proposed War Powers Act offered by the White House, and it's probably not going to be too hard considering Lindsey Graham and John McWhorter and others are ashamed of their country, that we're not doing more to help the Ukraine, that we're not arming people in this war against Russia in the Ukraine, this proxy war in the Ukraine. So shouldn't be too hard to do. I assume that it's more good cop, bad cop. Easy way to look at it. Speaking of Lindsey Graham, he says, as president, I would use the military against Congress. Well, that's obviously inflammatory rhetoric. And I love how people look at John McCain and Lindsey Graham and, well, all Republicans, or the turtle Mitch McConnell, or the Oompa Loompa John Boehner. Look at these Republicans. They don't look at Justin Amash or even Rand Paul too much, although he's inserted himself into just about every debate. Yeah, what can you say? The words of South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, Lindsey APAC Graham. How the heck is this guy still around? Why are you people in South Carolina still voting this guy through? He's not a conservative, if that's what you're voting for. He's a neocon with allegiances to countries other than your own. Words of the South Carolina Lindsey Graham are not only chilling, they're tyrannical. Graham, speaking, group of people gathered in New Hampshire, said that if he were president of the United States, I don't even think that that's possible, but he is a senator. If he were president of the United States, he would not allow Congress to leave Congress until his demands were met. And he would use the military to ensure that they could not leave town, a clear usurpation of the power by the executive branch. They say Obama's a dictator. Obama signs and rules and leads by executive orders. He bypasses Congress. Doesn't work with Congress. There's a lot of spite, obviously, between he and his enemies. But this takes it to a whole new level. This is the quote-unquote other side. Tweedledee and Tweedledummer. Yeah, this is the same Lindsey Graham that said just a couple of weeks ago that alleged terrorists who are American citizens should not be provided an attorney, something protected under the Constitution, said that Obama loves America and is a patriot, though. So there's that. Well, I mean, okay, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander in this case? There's some things I'd like Congress to do. Should we surround them with the military and make them do it? What are you going to do to make these guys read what they're actually putting forth, what they're actually signing through? So I feel the frustration, though this is an essence of martial law that I don't think we need to move through. It was his statement that he would use the U.S. military to make sure the members of Congress could not leave until his demands were met. That's drawing attention. Here's the first thing I would do if I were president of the United States. I would let Congress leave town. They can't leave town until we fix this. I would literally use the military to keep them if I had to. Anything, I guess, to get Lindsey Graham. Hey, good job. Good job getting in the news. We almost forgot about you, Lindsey. The election is closing in Israel, and people say that Netanyahu is in real danger of losing the re-election bid. There has been concerted effort and funding pouring in for Herzog against Netanyahu. The people in Israel are divided, much as we are here. On the one side, they love his nationalism, his Zionism. On the other side, they don't like upsetting the entire world and having giant bullseyes being put on their foreheads. A lot of people in Israel are just as upset as we are with the foreign policy and covert moves being done by both Netanyahu and the Mossad. Is it time for a change? They say there's real danger we might lose next week's closely contested election. You buy that? Just scratching the surface. Lots of news to get to. Great guest. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome, Jack. Good to talk to you. Some of you I haven't talked to for a very long time. Great to speak with you again. My website, deadlinelive.info, radiofreeblood.com. I think we're going to be doing a test broadcast today at around 3 o'clock at radiofreeblood.com. You can go check that out. You can add me on Facebook or Twitter. Very easy to find me over there. Tomorrow, Joyce will be back. A gardening special. Joel Kraston with us. This is really important because learning to grow your own food should be a priority with each and every one of us. We have no guarantee that the food supply, I call it the Illuminati distribution cartel. Okay, I call it that. We have no guarantee that the grocery stores will be open tomorrow. What will happen if not? I need you to get rid of the flowers. Flowers are very pretty. And put food in there. And some of my neighbors are doing that to food, chickens, all the rest of it. It not only ensures your survival in an emergency, but you'll eat better. And you'll also cut down on the distribution cartel's profits. Yeah, I like you to vote with your money. The Power Hour also has a garden seed package of 42 varieties, open, pollinated, GMO-free, heirloom seeds. Where do I buy seeds, Jack? Get them at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. 24/7 online, thepowermall.com. Mention you heard it here. Get all your discounts for that. Great resources for just about everything, and a bunch of books on sale right now. Cancer Salves book sale right now. You can get it. Rigged: How Americans' Elections Are Stolen and Who Steals Them. Dr. Cass Ingram on sale right now. You'll save $5 on that at $24. Why can't you just go on the internet and get that? Well, two reasons. First, you want to support this show. Right? So secondly, you can get this confidentially. Everything you see on the internet is a database, metadatabase forever. And you're just not going to get all this information. So there's much more information in books. I know it's a weird concept than there is dialing around the internet. And a book such as Rigged is vitally researched and sourced. So sometimes you don't know what you see on the internet. My cancer, how I cured stage 4 multi-organ cancer at home. For those of you who know somebody with cancer, you can get that at the Power Mall right now. Synchronized Universe on sale. Straw Bale Gardens by Joel Karsten, again with Joyce tomorrow. Weather radio hand crank. I love these. Weather band portable radio with a flashlight. Can be charged by solar power. Built-in NIMH battery USB port. Not included, but there's a port. That's regularly $30. It's $24 today at the Power Mall. Go to the Power Mall today. Go shopping. Don't go to the mall because the terrorists are there. Trying to get you, trying to kill you for your freedoms. But it's one-stop shopping. Anything that you would need for your patriot life, you can find at the Power Mall. And Joyce will be back tomorrow again with her gardening special. The Power Mall lines are open now. You can start ordering. I get that seed package. You get the booklet, Garden Basic, handbooks, how to grow all this stuff. It's all together. There you go. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or thepowermall.com, the Power Hour, of course, .com, link to the Power Mall. We'll be back for more Power Hour. Russ Baker, insider, been really closely watching the trial of Joe Sarnoff, the bomber trial, right after this very short break. We'll be back.